Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, producer Mike Kiris. By my side, we're coming to you from 2012 Rise and Vikings training camp. And also by our side is Vikings safety, Mistrell Raymond. Your first appearance on the Wobcast, man. Welcome in.
Thanks for having me. You know, I'm mad it took this long to get me in, but hey, I'm here now, so let's do it.
Okay, so then play with a chip on your shoulder. All right. And give the people something really good to listen to, all right?
Absolutely.
You're motivated, man.
Absolutely.
Mistrell, do people mispronounce your name a lot, and does it get annoying?
Yeah, people do mispronounce it a lot, and it's usually Paul Allen on game day.
Dang.
But we're working on it. He's a hardworking guy, and, you know, we talked and we went over the game plan, okay. And he's made the necessary adjustments, so we should be good to go on game day.
Yeah, he takes pride in that too, man, so he wants to get it right.
Absolutely.
Am I saying it right?
He's a hardworking guy. Yeah, you are.
Cool.
But, you know, you usually do things right. You know.
That's all right. Yeah, this is good. We're off to a good start here. I can't remember what number you wore right away when you came in, but I feel like it wasn't 41, or was it? Because now you wear 41.
It wasn't 41. It was number 30.
Yeah.
And I made the switch going into the season. After the preseason, I made the switch into 41.
Because did someone have 41 or what?
I think Frank Walker had still had it when we came in. And then, you know, I tried to get it during the preseason, but the way things were set up with training camp, Dennis Ryan said it'd be easier. You know, everything was going off jersey number. The locker room was already set up and everything. So, you know, he said just wait it out, you know, and I did that.
And it worked out?
It worked out pretty good.
What's the significance of the jersey number 41 to you?
It means a lot to me, man. You know, it represents, you know, not only where I'm from, you know, but the people. You know, my neighborhood growing up, you know, U.S. Highway 41 runs right through the city of Palmetto, Florida.
Okay.
You know, and it's just a neighborhood thing, you know, so when the guys in my city see it on my back, you know, it means a lot to
them. That's really cool.
You know, I do it for the city.
You ever have any family or friends come to training camp down here and visit with you?
Not training camp. Last season, I had a bunch of family and friends come up and visit, you know, just anxious to get out and see something new, you know, so it was good for them, you know, but training camp, I'm a loner here.
Are you getting sick of training camp? We've been here for a couple weeks now. We're getting close to the preseason.
We're getting some good work done, you know, and that's what matters most. You know, we're getting some really, really valuable work done, and it's paying off. And, you know, you see guys improving, and especially the young guys, you know, so that makes it all worthwhile being here.
Preseason games, sometimes fans have a tough time getting excited about that. Some fans are excited because football's finally back. That's cool because they get to watch a football game. But it is a preseason. But for you guys, talk about the importance of preseason games and how it helps you get ready for the regular season.
I mean, the coaches want to evaluate guys, you know, and that's the number one thing. You know, you want to see, you know, when the bullets are flying in this live game, or who's going to put it all on the line, you know, when they're tired and they're getting more reps than they've gotten during during training camp. You know, but for the guys who really want to focus in on that technique and you know, just playing within the scheme of defense and playing our rules, our base rules, and, you know, that it really matters, you know. And when you could get those reps against other guys, especially, you know, you're tired of going against your own teammates, and you get out there and see where you're at as a team. So it's critical.
Yeah. You guys have a pretty competitive position group. A lot of guys rotating in and out. They listen to you as a starter, so that's kind of cool. You go from where you were drafted, and now you're a starter in the NFL, man. It's been a lot of hard work, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and it doesn't stop here. You know, you continue to work hard, and, you know, that's how I've always been. And, you know, it's just going to continue to be, you know, the foundation of my success, and that's just working hard, man, and that's all I try to do.
Viking safety Mistrell Raymond joins us on the Wobcast today. So you guys are ready to play a game, though, right? We were walking up here to get ready for this, and you said, you know, you're sick of hitting people in purple.
Yeah, yeah. Right? You know, it doesn't do you any good, man. You got all this frustration built up. You're here, and, you know, your legs are tired, and, you know, you just want to release some tension, man. And, you know, come Friday night, you know, hopefully we could go out to San Francisco and some guys could, you know, let some of that stuff all out and let it fly out on the field.
Got any friends on that team?
Actually, my former head coach, you know, Jim Levy, he's the linebackers coach over there at San Francisco. So,
cool.
You know, I got a text from him earlier this week, and, you know, it's going to be exciting to get out there. Yeah. You know, we got some more USF guys, so it'll be good for him to reconnect with us.
He's coaching a pretty good player over there, Patrick Willis.
Oh, yeah,
Mara Bowman is
definitely
a good player.
He's got a great group, man. And, you know, for those guys, you know, they've got a great coach. And, you know, so it definitely paid off for them last season. They did some great things. And, you know, hopefully, you know, for them, for their sake, you know, they can – carry over into this season and have a good season. So it'd be good to see him out there when we get out there.
Did you do anything fun this off season while you were away?
You know, just the normal things. You know, I've always been a traveler. You know, so I took a few trips. You know, but got a chance to visit some different cities and work out with some of the guys that I know, and you know, just try to change my off season routine and do some different things. You know, so it was fun, man. I had a great time. You know, but it's back to work now. You know, that's where my focus is.
Feels good to be kind of in a more normal routine. Last off season, the whole lockout thing was confusing. It was after your rookie year, so I mean, you're getting settled in and you're ready for an off season. Then we have the stupid lockout, and it just kind of messed everything up for us, with a new offensive coordinator at the time, a new quarterback at the time, two new quarterbacks really, with Donovan and Christian. It's kind of nice to just have a normal off season now for you guys.
Yeah, and for me, you know, coming in the locker, my first off season, so it was all I knew. So it just felt normal to me. You know, it wasn't a big change to me because I had never been through an off season. But just going through this off season and seeing what it's really about, you know, and seeing the young guys, our rookie class come in, and the free agents that we signed come in and have a chance to go through OTAs and mini camp and get familiar with the system. You know, it's night and day. You know. Where they're at right now at this point and to where I was, you know, coming in, and my first day of interaction with the team was checking in to what is it, Gage Hall? It's big, man. In the offseason, we did some good things, and let's just make it carry on into the preseason and regular season.
Yep. Last season, did you get 5 games at the end of the season you started?
5 games.
About, right?
5 games.
You're going to lean on that experience a little bit here.
It's crucial, man, because, you know, practice, you go out and practice and give it everything you got. But, you know, it's just some of those game situations, man, you just can't simulate. You know, so it's big to get those game reps, those live game reps. And I think that, you know, with the more reps I got, the more comfortable I became and the more I started to see things. And, you know, hopefully that'll translate to this season.
A new defensive coordinator, Alan Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He was a defensive backs coach in Indianapolis for like 10 years and did a good job there. They won a Super Bowl there.
He was with
Tony Dungy and Leslie. Mm-hmm. So what have you thought about him? What kind of things, is there anything different, or what does he bring to the table here?
You definitely can relate to him a lot more because, you know, he's supposed to be watching the entire defense. He's over there with the linebacker group, but he hear a ball on the ground in our individual drills. Now he cuts his eyes. I know what he's looking at behind those shades. You know, he's looking at the secondary. You know, that's where his heart is, and you know, you could tell he really genuinely cares for that position. And you know, for a guy like myself, you know, just still trying to learn the league and the ins and outs, and definitely trying to still understand, get a full understanding of our scheme and learn our scheme. You know, it's big for me to have a guy like that. And you know, and even the head man, you know, Coach Frazier's a defensive back minded guy. So just to have those extra guys around who are so familiar with the position, you know, it could really help a guy like myself.
Viking safety Mr. L. Raymond with us on the Wobcast. We're coming to you from training camp. Been watching the Olympics?
I have. You know, it's not much else. You know, you don't get too much free time, but when the calf, we're eating and everything, you know, it's on. And I've seen so many different crazy sports. I didn't even know it was a sport, first of all, let alone an Olympic sport.
There's a lot of them.
Oh, man. But it's been fun. It's so competitive.
All right. So if you had to spend 4 years training and you had to qualify for the Olympics, okay? And you didn't have to do your regular job or anything like that. You could just dedicate yourself. What summer sport would you choose to try and qualify? I would do sailing.
Sailing?
Yeah, because, I mean,
in my day,
I was an athlete, no doubt about it. But right now, man, I'm not running with any of those tracks. I'm not jumping.
Does sailing make you an athlete?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I just feel like you can learn. You can learn. I'm not trying to disrespect the sailors.
No,
I mean,
not
I know they're
by
good.
Any means.
But I'm just saying, there's a better chance that I'm going to become a sailor in the Olympics than I'm going to run faster than Usain Bolt, right?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to flip around those uneven bars. That ain't going to happen.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the 4x1, man, because
get
you
in
know,
a relay.
Yeah, get in the relay. Yeah. So I don't have to do it. Don't put all the pressure on me. I got 3 other guys out there, you know, that can pick up the slack.
So you didn't like sailing because there's open water. So
open
I'm guessing
water.
You don't want to be in the 4x100 relay with Michael Phelps on the swim team. You want to be on a track, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be on the track. I'm not diving in that water, man. That's for sharks. Sharks only. I'm not going in there.
Last song that you downloaded onto your iPad or what are they called?
The iPad?
No.
The last song I downloaded.
iPod.
The last song you downloaded onto your iPod. It's actually one of my classic songs, man. I didn't have it. I just got a new iPad, and it wasn't on that. I just downloaded it last night, and that's Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. That's my theme song, man. So,
it is.
It's on that. That actually was, honestly, the last song I downloaded. So,
all right. Well, he's got a theme song.
Yeah.
We know we got something we can do with your theme song.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Thing. Yeah. Let's put it together.
Not right now. We'll show it to you later.
Yeah, later. We'll play him, put it off.
One of my favorite guys to follow on Twitter is you.
Yeah.
So tell the people your Twitter handle so they can follow you.
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at @Mistrell_Raymond. You know, I just try to connect with you guys, the fans, as much as I can through there. And, you know, just let you know that, you know, even though we're working hard and all our focus is here, you know, we're always thinking about the fans. Yeah. So, you know, you could link me on there anytime.
And here's what's going to happen. We're going to put this thing up on the website, and we're going to tweet it out. And then what are you going to do?
I'm going to retweet it.
Yes.
You know that's the way it works.
All right.
I got to
like
retweet
that,
it.
Thanks for coming in here. It's nice and cool. We're in the VIP tent. So
is
right?
that right?
Yes.
Hey, man. You know how we roll,
air conditioning here.
This is where I belong, right?
Yeah. Thanks for coming in here, man.
Home sweet home.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Appreciate you, man.
Yep. Mr. Raymond, a cool guy. Glad he stopped in here to join us. He's excited for that preseason game. I'm excited. Mike is excited for the preseason game. We hope you guys are, too. It's Vikings football. When's the last time you saw that? It had to have been about 8 months ago. And it's a new season, which is good for us coming off of 3-13. So we kick it all off. It's going to be Friday night. For those of you who aren't in Minnesota, if you're listening to this and you're not in Minnesota and you can't find the game on TV anywhere, you have to go to Vikings.com, go to the homepage, and on the homepage, you'll find a link that you can click on and subscribe to a program where you can watch Vikings preseason games in HD on your computer. So if you're out of the state and you can't get the Vikings preseason games on TV, I recommend you go to Vikings.com and subscribe to that program. It's going to be a really cool deal. If you are in state and you'll watch the game on TV, it's going to be cool this year because we're doing a simulcast. The Vikings radio network team of Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, Greg Coleman, and Ben Lieber, who do the games on the radio, their broadcast is going to be simulcast onto TV. So you're going to see PA and Bursich in the booth doing the game on TV. That's going to be pretty cool. That'll be all preseason. It's on the CW, this game, on Friday. The rest of the games will be on Care 11. Speaking of the game, Vikings 49ers on Friday night, a few things to watch. You always want to win. Whenever you're competing, you want to win. The outcome of the game, though, takes a backseat to wins within the game where the Vikings want to achieve success. And there's two areas where I'm going to be looking for that to happen, two areas specifically, because I don't think Christian Ponder is going to get a ton of reps. We're going to need to see a whole body of work in the preseason before we can judge him. So I want to go a little more nuts and bolts. What I'm looking for is improvement from the offensive line, the first team offensive line and the second team offensive line. If the Vikings offensive line can move San Francisco's defense back, if we can run the ball when we want to run the ball, and if we can protect Ponder and Webb and Rosenfels and McLeod Bethel Thompson the way we want to protect them and just allow the offense to operate, I think that's a really good sign for what's to come for the Vikings in 2012. Get that offensive line working. We got a lot of new pieces there. Matt Khalil at left tackle, Charlie Johnson with a position change to left guard. We have a new right guard. Brandon Fusco is probably going to start. We're solid with Sullivan at center. We're solid with Lodahl at right tackle. I think he's sitting on a big year. He needs to improve, but I think he will. So we want to see that offensive line play well because that's where it all starts for the offense. If things aren't going well there, nothing else really matters. So in that first preseason game on Friday night, watch the offensive line. Are they moving San Francisco's defensive front and back? If they are, that's a good sign because then we can focus on everything else behind them. Conversely, on defense, it's the defensive line. This offseason, the big talker was improving the secondary. The Vikings have to improve their pass defense. They were 26th in the NFL last season in total pass defense. They yielded the most touchdown passes. So everyone is focused on the secondary, and that's appropriate, and secondary does need to improve. But before any of that happens, the defensive line needs to play well. We need to find a defensive tackle to play next to Kevin Williams. LaTroy Guyon has had a great camp. Jared Allen has looked good. Brian Robinson has looked good. They even moved Brian Robinson inside to play D tackle on some passing situations. But we want the Vikings defensive line to look good. They led the NFL in sacks last season. There's no reason to think they won't, but we want them to look good on Friday night against San Francisco, because if a team can run the ball on you, it doesn't matter how much you improved your secondary. They're going to be able to pass the ball on you too, because they're going to be a balanced team. What you want to do is make an opposing offense unbalanced. And to do that, you have to be really good against the run. So we're looking for Kevin Williams and LaTroy Guyon to clog the middle of the defensive line, for Jared Allen to round back into form from his 22-sack season a year ago, and for Brian Robinson to continue to have a great camp. Special teams-wise, really quickly before we go, Blair Walsh has been impressive this camp, knock on wood. It's one thing, though, to be good in training camp. It's another thing to be good in the games, especially when you're a rookie kicker and you're not used to the pressure of the NFL stage. He played at a big time college in the SEC at Georgia and made some big kicks. kicks there, but there's nothing like playing in the NFL. So we want to see Blair Walsh continue to have a good preseason. He's been really good down here in Mankato. I want him to be really good on Friday night and in the rest of the preseason. Get him some confidence so when we get to the regular season, he's going to be good from field goal range. We know he's going to be good on touchbacks. You're going to see a ton of touchbacks by the Vikings this season if Blair Walsh stays healthy. He's been booming the ball out of the end zone all of camp. Where we really are going to focus on Blair Walsh is the field goals. He's 86% on his field goals during training camp. That's an acceptable percentage for any kicker, especially a rookie. That is it for us today. I'm Mike Wobshaw. Thanks again for listening. We're going to leave you with one of Mistrel's favorites. It's from Mark Morrison. It's called Return of the Mac. Take it away.
Maybe now I got the flow, 'cause I know it from the start.